November 20th, 1976, the 10th Annual Apopka Folk Festival, Peggy Bulger, Collector.
I'm up north. You wanted to become a chicken farmer, I guess you call him. And the fellow ordered several hundred chickens, and he was going to go into chicken business. Well, several days after chickens arrived, he was back down to talk to the county agent. Said, listen, I've done something wrong. Not a one of my chickens has lived, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Could you help me? Said, well, why don't you order some more chickens and try it one more time? So the fellow ordered a couple hundred more chickens, and the same thing happened. He was back down a few days, and he says, you got to help me. There's not a one of my chickens has lived. He said, I don't know whether I'm planting them too close together, or too far apart, or too deep. County agent looked at him and shook his head and says, fella, I can't help you unless you bring me a soil sample. Thank you.
He forgot one. He didn't do his hog bite. Isn't he great? Let's give him another hand. And there's nothing like a pretty girl, but when it's a pretty girl who sings, well, then we have a winner. And we have just such a lovely right next on the program, Carrollton Quartley from Keefland. She's from Belle, Florida.
I want to thank the Apopka Women's Club for inviting me back. This first song I'm going to do is one by Emmylou Harris called One of These Days.
Blow that whistle along with me. I'm a little hoarse today. Called a way out there.
Along the spot I know where no man will go. Where the shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old Estee, softly humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song. Kick me off the way out there. Ooh, 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 ooh. Then I set down my load in the desert road.
Rested my weary leg. I watched that desert sun make the tall shadows run out on the barren plain. Then I hummed a tune to the rising moon. It's so lonesome way out here.
Myself in dreams. I dreamed that desert sand was the milk and honey land. When I woke up near the stars, there was a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from here. Ooh. granted me an open door. Then I looked around at that hot desert ground, the place I would be no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, it's so lonesome away out here. Ooh.
Chance to listen to Bob Dixon sing, I get so mad at him because I try to go up that and it sounds like a walrus with laryngitis. It never comes out like, and so I kind of hate you, Bob. Not really, but just, you know, hate him a little bit. I wanted to tell you that Gene Pugh, who is a weaver, someplace over yonder, is having a demonstration and weaving. She got a little loom over there. And she uses naturally dyed yarns and things of this. It also says here she has plants, flowers, bark, nuts, weeds, and all kinds of goodies. That's what the dyes are made out of. Thank you. Now we're going to have the rare opportunity to see the Tarpon Springs dancers. Is that right? Right. Okay. I got the right one. I'm just pinch hitting for Cousin Thelma. And I'm Ed Fleming, who used to sing with Cousin Thelma when she was a girl. And we did other things too. And now, not really, you know. We didn't do those things in those days. Anyway, if you haven't had an opportunity to watch Greek dancing, you have a rare treat in store. Every time I have a chance, I go over to a place called Zobras over in Tarpon Springs and dance myself. The only trouble, dancing gets going too fast, and my belly is too fat, and I get all out of breath, and none of the women will dance with me. But let's watch them have at it. Okay, what is out of the way?
The Tarpon Springs
dance. Thank you.
Oh, she dresses up so fine. just saying, then you're lying. Okay.
You don't know when it comes on.
See, it was just been
a while. Okay, then we have the kids who are going to sing, then the main place, then the dancers, then you, okay?
Thank you. and he gave the whale the collar, and he coughed him up and let him out of jail. I saw Absalom hanging by the hair. When they built the wall of China, I was there. I saved King Solomon's life, so he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business. Israel in the battle of the Nile. The arrows are flying thick and fast and wild. I saw David with his sling, pop Goliath on the wing, and I was doing 40 seconds to the mile. I saw Samson when he laid the village cold. I saw Daniel tame the lions in their hold. I helped build the Tower of Babel up as high as they were able. And there's lots of other things I haven't known. Well, Queen of Sheba fell in love with me. We were married in Milwaukee secretly. In Washington, I shook her just to join with General Hooker, chasing mosquitoes out of sunny Tennessee. I was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world I do not know. Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses, and I'll lick the guy what says it is. Thank you.
She always tries to trick me to bend down because she knows my arthritis is going to get me and my knees are locked and I won't be able to move. Let's see, where are we here? Well, we just finished with the Peggy and Lee Kelly, and they're going to be back with us. And now we have the Baycrest Anderson Bunch. And take a look at these beautiful youngsters as they come up.
Put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. The first song is Cotton Field.